This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
All33.com, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Bulletproof coffee, certified clean coffee. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT55.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 492.
492.
My name is Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Four of our fans walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Oh, you trying to fucking roll up your window on me?
You son of a bitch.
Nothing works anymore. I can never time it. I give up.
So, I don't even try.
You got your radio.
Does that work when I do it too? You're goddamn right it does.
Your radio voice. Perfect.
Well, I just got to find the right balance of sitting back here
or sitting right here.
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle. But
anyway. I have my microphone about a hand's length away from my face at the moment, so you can't really see it.
That's a good choice. How about the same now? We'll see. It's right there.
Yes,
or
sir.
That's a BBC. I'm not quite sure. I could be choking on. That's
Lord.
How you gain sponsors, Ingo.
Oh man,
would you put that in the beginning of the show?
Oh, it's perfect. It's better if you do that in the middle, because
I might actually beep that one out. Seeing how it's becoming an issue, man. Of late
I'm trying to sell ads, Matt, and this is not helping.
It never does it?
No. unless you know, we're advertising for some kind of like BBC type appendage for some kind of sex shop.
Yeah,
I should go after that.
That was who the fuck did we do something with? Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Mm-hmm. Huh. They're still around.
Yeah,
but if you need toys, you can buy them from Amazon. We should just stop going down this route because we're just digging a deeper hole. Anyway, let's talk about video games quickly.
Okay.
So
okay.
Apparently, there was a PlayStation 5 launch in the past week, right?
A couple days ago. Impossible to get. I tried. Couldn't do it.
And then this morning, Xbox launch. You were successful, yes, in acquiring said Xbox?
I was successful, but it took a lot of fuckery and luck. So Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, GameStop, and
Microsoft itself.
Yeah. So I had luck on Amazon by random chance, and what was the other one? Oh, Walmart, right?
Yeah.
But there was varying degrees of, like, they let me put it in the cart and then I get to go to checkout and like it would put me all the way back to this, oops, this page is not loading, or it would let me hit buy and then it would think and go wait forever and be like, oh, sorry, back to the product page. You know, so it's like,
yeah.
And Best Buy was like two
disappears. Right?
Yeah, Best Buy was 2 hours behind everybody. They it said coming soon on their website, and their pre-sale didn't start at 10 Eastern or Central.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, what a clusterfuck. I'm just wondering, were people able to use bots into this buying process? Because it sure seemed like, you know, I want to say I had an order within the first minute and shit was sold out within a minute.
Yeah.
On all the sites. I had fucking three computers going. I got zero Xboxes.
Well, I think it might be that. It could also just be the sheer demand of something like this. So you got like everybody at work and everyone's working from home now. So they're like, refresh the button. Actually, GameStop put me in a queue and said, don't refresh because you'll be last in line. And then the queue happened and then nothing happened. It just put me back to the product page. Like, it didn't even let me buy anything.
Yeah, that's so weird. I actually got my order through at GameStop. I got a confirmation email that said, hey, we got your order. We're processing it. And then 5 minutes later, I got my cancellation email saying, oh, too bad. It's either out of stock or your fucking payment failed.
Like, yes.
Well, my payment did not fail. I am very good.
Your payment is solid?
Yes. My money is no good here, apparently. That's the worst one, when they tell you got it and then you don't. But even when you have the pre-order, sometimes you don't even have it, you know? Until you physically own that fucking machine, it's in your hands, Yes. You don't got shit.
I feel like there'll be other opportunities. And really, we were talking about the before the show started. Yeah. I don't see any reason to have to own this thing on launch day.
No.
Unless you don't own an Xbox or you still have a two-generation old one, maybe, you know?
Remember the last one. Like, at that time, you didn't really need that. And nothing ever wowed me between the 360 to the one, you know? Yeah. I didn't see this huge leap like, oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. Like, everything is about the same. I don't know if that's going to be – will we see a marked difference from the current Xbox to this next generation? Who knows? But
well, I think it's like 4 or 10 times faster or something crazy. And I have the Xbox One – original Xbox One, and then I bought this, the X, which when – whatever that was like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice a big difference in some of the games. Like, the graphics were definitely better. You know, and
how about
some
the
games,
load time?
Way faster on a lot of the games. And also the like the sports games look more realistic, right? They were enhanced. But I think this is going to be a stark difference. But really, if you have an existing Xbox right now, you can just buy the game digitally. And when you get your new one, it'll just upgrade to the new version. So, like, it's kind of... It seems like really a smooth transition. So it's almost like having a PC and then getting a new PC, mm-hmm. right? And having all your old games, but now they just look better. So, you know.
I'm ready. I'll wait. I'm sure they're going to release some more, both the PS5 and the Xbox. It's always just a crapshoot. Like, even when you get the email that someone says, hey, we have them in stock. By the time I read that fucking email, that shit's out of stock. Because I'm not taking any emails on demand. I don't know about you. I take them when I want them. I just hit the button.
I try to live my life that way always, man. I take them when I want them.
Damn right. You don't
never
let
by
anybody,
surprise or accident.
You don't let anybody force anything on you. You never want it that way.
Only when I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to talk UFC this weekend?
Yeah, we had the fight night, Covington versus Woodley, right? Happened Saturday.
Yeah.
How do you want to talk about this? From the top down?
Yeah, let's
up?
Go top down. From the most boring to
Colby Covington wins over Tyron Woodley. And I would say that freak injury on Tyron Woodley's part, but I would say Colby was winning that fight handily.
Yeah.
Woodley did not look like himself.
And did he look smaller to you? To me, I thought he looked way smaller. I don't know. His body looks different.
Smaller, less muscular, less lean and cut. And, you know, apparently he broke a rib, you know, during some weird ground exchange kind of thing. And, you know, Covington in Covington form, screaming and yelling at the camera, going bananas. I'll say this right now. Trump called him after the fight and says that he was proud of him. He says, you're a great fighter. You make it look so easy. I don't know how you do it. I wanted to watch that fight tonight. You were great. And then he does the post-fight interview with a MAGA hat and all kinds of shit. So
yeah. Calling Woodley a race or a terrorist and all sorts
Yes.
Like, whatever, man. I just don't like his fight style. It's just high output, low, I don't know what you want to call it. Low, exciting, not very exciting, you know, but gets the job done. Yes. So I don't know what else to say about that guy. And what is this, the third loss in a row for Tyron now? He needs his mom there. I think that's the problem.
Well, Dana White says he should retire. I can't disagree with that.
Man, he ain't going to retire. He said he's not retiring. The money's too good. But it just, to me, when I'm looking at him, he just does not have that desire. He looks so gun-shy, and I don't know if this is the result of his first loss when he's just so used to being the hammer that he can't handle being the nail, and now he just goes out there and he's too gun-shy to get off. It's like he won't let his hands go. And I don't know what the hell that is. There's like a mental block there.
Yeah. Maybe it is his mama.
It could be.
Could be his mama.
Yeah.
Give that man his mama.
Yeah. Let her come. Come on, man.
Yes.
So we had that. Let's talk about this Cowboy versus Nico Price. How about two eye pokes in the first round from Price?
Mm-hmm. Point got taken away.
Yeah. Herzog took the point. But looking at Cowboy, he is just not flowing how he should be.
Like started really slow.
he's very stiff out there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he's got some kind of, it looks like he's got a mechanical issue. Mm-hmm. Like he's the Tin Man and someone needs to oil that motherfucker up, man.
Yes.
You know, some grease, lube those joints up. But he's just, he seems a step slow. And I don't know if that's age or too many fights. It's not going through the motion, but it's just something's not clicking right for him. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, and the funny thing is when I had watched this, I had forgotten about the point deduction and I'm like, ah, fuck, Cerrone lost, right? And then we go to the scorecard and they're like, majority draw. I'm like, what? How did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, they took a point away in the first round. So he lost that fight, Cerrone.
Yeah,
I mean, I poke or not, I think Nico got, you know, worked him pretty good for three rounds.
Uh-huh. And why was Nico so happy with the draw? He celebrated like he won the fight.
I don't know. That man has a weird body shape too.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like, he's got it's who else had that? Like Phil Davis kind of had a weird one.
Or
George Sotiropoulos.
From Australia. Yeah, he had a strange, like a weird, I don't know. They're all that same.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it is, but I see what you're saying. It's this weird hip thing too. Mm-hmm. Where it's like they're thick at the hip.
Thick at the hip. I like my ladies that way, man.
That's right. I like my ring card girls like that. Hey now.
Yeah.
Hey now. Can we get some of that? And then what about this other cat? This, I don't know how you're going to pronounce this.
Kamzat Chimaev.
Chimaev. Yeah. Chimaev. Versus Merchart. Whoof. That's all I can say about that.
Whoof. That was ridiculous. That was on the freaking button, man.
Well, it looked like the guy was fighting, wanted no part of being in the octagon.
Yeah.
Just going back. I think Chimaev threw a kick, and then he threw just a finder jab, right hand behind it, right on the button, just crumples him real early, like 16, 17 seconds into the fight. Mm-hmm. And they had posted some weird stat. I don't know if I have it here, where he won, I think he's the three fights in 66 days. He's got three wins in 66 days. And I forgot who else was on that list, but got to imagine Cowboys on there and handful of other guys. But I'm like, what the fuck? Three fucking wins, three dominant wins in 66 days. It's kind of crazy.
It is.
And that guy is talking all sorts of mad shit. He's reminding me of the Brandon Vera talking about he wants to hold two fucking belts in two different weight classes and all this kind of shit, but I don't know who you put that guy up against next. Some people were trying to do Damian Maia dirty and say maybe he should fight Damian Maia.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, let's don't do that to Damian. Damian's got like a fight left. Let's not fuck him. But that would be par for the course for the UFC, just to
cement it home.
Yeah.
Send the old guys packing.
Well, he's got a name. Let's build this young guy.
Mm-hmm.
They should not do him like that.
No.
Top 10 for life, Damian Maia. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's ever dropped out. He's probably still in the top 10 if I looked it up right now. And that's not to say 170 is weak. That's just to say Damian Maia is pretty fucking good over a long period of time. Solid. Anderson Silva, where are you at? In a different weight class. It's all good. Well, Mackenzie Dern and Ronda Marcos.
Yeah.
You like that ground game?
Solid.
Why does Marcos jump into Mackenzie Dern's guard? I don't understand this game planning.
Hmm. Maybe she wanted a taste.
A taste of an armbar?
Yeah.
I mean, she looked really slick on the ground, but I don't think that surprises anybody except for Ronda Marcos.
They obviously missed that in the game plan.
Yeah. Oh, what's this girl good at?
The stand up.
Muay Thai?
We should take it to the ground.
She's Bangkok ready? What the fuck, man?
Yes.
So good for her. Mackenzie Dern looking good in her win. And then how about the Johnny Walker fight? Johnny Walker versus Ryan Spann. Walker gets dropped early, gets rocked again, and then you get some brutal hammer fist and elbow while Spann's trying for the takedown.
Yeah.
And I think I like this Walker character because he's like a kill or be killed kind of guy. Some shit's going to happen when that guy's fighting. Good or bad for him, I don't know.
Yeah.
But those are the kind of guys I can appreciate.
All right.
I don't know if he will ever be a title holder, hard to say, but God damn, he's fun to watch.
He's young still, though. So, you know, isn't he like 21 or something or 20?
Well, he's young enough to hurt himself celebrating when he wins a fight. So,
yeah,
got to be young 20s for sure. Mm-hmm. Fucking UFC. That was, that's a pretty fucking good card.
Good free card, yeah.
First round. Decision, but I can't argue with that whole card. We're going to talk about next. The UFC 253 is coming up. The UFC is going to Fight Island for the next 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. Dana White posted, I think it was on his Instagram, of what his hotel room looks like in Abu Dhabi. It's just fucking ridiculous because what they did is they tried to replicate what his weight room looked like. So they have a picture of Arnold with a quote on the wall, a picture of Bruce Lee with a quote on the wall, all sorts of exercise equipment. They have a menu for him, and I forgot exactly how they worded it, but here's your non-bullshit items here. Here's the fucking good shit on this side of the menu, and it says whatever, like swears. But they took cues from what he ordered last time and like and made him a custom menu. They built him a little candy shop, and hopefully we could find a picture somewhere. I don't know if I can remember to put it in, where it's just Dana White and like a hat and with like all the candies around him and shit. Like, what the fuck are we doing? And then they just show his suite and just fucking off the chart. Like, it's
you need
two
something
levels.
Like this. I feel like you need this.
What's that?
Something exactly like that. A candy.
I do.
Give Matt the candy shop.
I don't need that. Fucking medicine and candy is a bad combination.
Yes. How does Dana stay so ripped with all that candy?
A cocktail of fucking PEDs.
HGH. He's like making like Cheetos mac and cheese or something. Did you see that?
Yeah. He eats like a fucking pig. I'm sure he trains hard too, but I know he's on a cocktail of the good shit.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, hey, whatever. I gotta fault the guy for having money and doing whatever he wants. So. And then we have the two big fights this weekend, the two title fights, Paulo Costa versus Israel Adesanya. That's all I gotta say is,
I like Costa in this fight. I really do.
It's a hard fight, man.
I think he's dangerous and
on the dance floor.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know what kind of fight we're going to have. That's the question. It's hard to say.
You don't want, like, the Yoel Romero fight where they just had a fucking stare-down dance-off, like a real boring non-engagement.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you bring that up because everyone who goes through Yoel Romero typically has a horrible performance or two after, at least, or sometimes a career because he's, like, takes it out of people. But I feel like Costa didn't really experience that so much with
Adesanya.
Yoel Romero. So they both
fought him. Costa took a lot of damage too in that fight against him, but I know what you're saying. You're talking about Adesanya because he didn't take any damage, right?
No, there was I should have prefaced that. Yes. So it's like the question mark is I don't know who's gonna fare better, but I just like Costa's chances. I don't know. He's a big
fucking guy. I thought they said he was like 205 today. He's still got another fucking 20 pounds to cut.
Jesus. Okay.
It's Tuesday. He has to cut 20 more pounds by fucking Friday.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, he's a big dude and he throws bombs. Mm-hmm. I just worry about his endurance. I don't remember what time they're fighting out there. I always feel it's a weird time,
like
right?
Like 2 a.m. or something, isn't it?
It's got to be in the morning for them, but it's nighttime for us, so. We'll see. I like Adesanya. I don't know if he can finish Costa. I want to say he will, but it's a tough fight. I'm like 70-30 for Adesanya because Costa's got a shit ton of power, man. And he will come forward and try to fuck you up. So good on him. Should make for an exciting fight. And you have Dominic Reyes and who is it? Jan Blachowicz for the vacant light heavyweight title, right? If I remember correctly, I'm just throwing names out.
Sounds correct. I'm not sure.
UFC 253.
Yes. Hey, did you see this new poster for Holly Holm versus Aldana? Check it out.
What's with Holly Holm's eyeballs? I saw this earlier today.
I don't know. I feel like something's wrong with this. I don't know what happened here, but something is off, like with the looks. I'm not really sure, but the eyeballs don't look, they look painted on. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So
I've been watching a lot of cooking shows that looks like the isomalt sugar eyeballs.
What?
Cooking shows? Where they take sugar and they make eyeballs out of it, and then they put it into whatever person or creature they're making. I like to watch the Halloween Wars on whatever network.
Netflix?
Probably some cooking channel.
Okay. You're quite the,
that's what the fucking eyeballs look
thespian, like. Matt. You're Renaissance man over there.
Prefer to be the lesbian in this relationship.
Okay. Perfect.
But yeah, so that one's coming up too, huh?
It is.
And then I don't know what this next thing is. I always put a link up and never know what it's going to say. So let's see what happens. Oh, Adam Schefter said, this is switching sports a little bit. The NFL fined 3 head coaches. This is as of September 21st. Denver's Vic Fangio or whatever. Seattle's Pete Carroll. And San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan. $100,000 each for not wearing masks Sunday, and each of their teams another $250,000. So that's $1.05 million in fines for not wearing masks. So here's my question:
he was wearing a mask. I watched that game. Pete Carroll had a mask on
for some of it.
Oh, not you have to wear it the whole time?
Yes, that's what they're requiring, but. I want to know if they test everyone on Saturday and everyone's negative, and then they test everyone on Sunday and everyone's negative and they do a temperature test, why the fuck does anybody need to wear a mask? Because guess what? The players aren't wearing masks. Why are the head coaches wearing masks? Is it just theater?
I think it's theater. It's like the TSA, Matt. It's the illusion of safety.
It's so frustrating, right? Do you see Dana White wearing a mask? I mean, you see the corner men sometimes, yeah. But Dana's not wearing a fucking mask ever. No. It's almost like you're in a bubble, right? If everyone's tested, everyone's clean, no one wears a condom, no one gets pregnant.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
Something about that last part.
If you have a vasectomy.
Okay.
Or if you go anal.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Okay.
This is a good portion of the show to say this kind of stuff.
Yeah, not you got to save it.
Not in the first 5 minutes.
I'm going to edit that somehow. It's going to just be a constant beep.
Okay, perfect.
If like a train running by. So you get the Doppler effect or whatever that was called.
Wah, 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 wah.
Any other canoes?
I have nothing. It's kind of a light news week.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm not feeling 100%. That's why this show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal.
I'm sorry. I hope it's not the COVID. Hey, I want to say one thing since you brought up the NFL. Sure. So I haven't watched football in years, right? And I typically don't get too into it. I used to. But this weekend, I watched a couple games. Like I watched the Bears, and I watched Sunday night, and I watched Monday night.
Yeah.
I got to say, like, it's kind of nice to have football on. It makes me feel almost normal, you know?
How do you feel about the crowd sound, the crowd noise?
I prefer not to have it in there. It's weird. It's
super I agree with you. It's fun to watch. And I'm not like a huge football fan, but it's starting to grow on me. And I think, it goes back to the announcers. Because I'll tell you what, that Tony Romo character, he's the best announcer in the game.
You think so?
He's on CBS. Yeah, because he fucking knows what's happening before it's happening. He explains it 100%. Where some of these other guys are saying, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. I don't watch this sport 100% of the time. So some of the shit you're talking about, you got to talk to me like I'm retarded, because I am retarded. I don't know everything about football.
Yeah.
Like fighting, every time you watch a UFC, they pretty well explain it like you've never watched it before.
Yeah.
Some of these other sports, you need to explain it like I've never watched it before.
Yeah. Well, Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels do a good job too. But Tony Romo, I think, is definitely the best. I think he's getting paid big money too.
Yeah. He won't leave CBS because I think they brought him in. I want to say he was on The Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. And I want to say they interviewed him and he said, my allegiance is to CBS because they gave me a shot when no one else would. Because he could easily leave and make more money. Because some of these other crews just suck dick. Yep. And again, sucking dick isn't bad. It's just a term, so don't cry. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Let's do some ass nuts. Hot Ringo Machado will close it out. We're going hard and fast. I feel like I'm ill. I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's because it's hot in the basement. I've got 3 computers or something in here and no air conditioning on. It's actually
maybe it's
hot.
Radiation from all the PCs.
Could be. Or my balls. All right, it's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Yes.
Today I want to ask you guys, would you rather questions. Number one, would you rather watch only dramas for the rest of your life or watch only comedies for the rest of your life?
Ugh. I go with drama.
I don't even know what drama is. I'm going to say comedies.
Okay.
And I will give no reason. I like to laugh, but don't watch David Spade movies. Would you rather always be sweating or always appear shivering cold?
Oh, geez. That's a tough one.
I'm just going to sweat, I think.
I think sweating's okay. Right.
Sweating's good for you. I like to sweat. Would you rather be a rock star or be a movie star?
Rock star.
Why?
Well, I play the guitar and sing, and I've always wanted to be a rock star, so that would be like a dream come true.
Damn,
not for
right.
Not for the fame, but just, you know, tour the world, see shit,
yeah,
make people happy.
And you don't have to be a crazy person sitting on set for like 18-hour days, 18-hour shifts, just waiting around a whole bunch. You want to be the star of the party. You're doing, what, 2-hour show, maybe 2.5, if you're feeling frisky. You could do in drugs. You could not do drugs. You could have groupies or not have groupies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a rolling party that you want to be a part of.
Yes.
I've seen the movies. I've seen the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the Motley Crues. It looks like fun. Just they should have a boat thing, the Motley Crues. It's so stupid. Moving right along. I don't even think you can get on a cruise right now, can you? Are those open?
I think you can.
Okay. I wouldn't advise that. Would you rather see how or what created civilization or see how or what ends civilization?
The end.
This is the end.
Like the Doors.
My only friend.
Who's speaking of music?
The end.
They are one of the few bands who did not have a bassist. Pontificate that.
I will. Well, who's playing the bass then? The keyboard?
The keyboard player.
Giving you the deep with the weirdness.
Yeah.
I can't even remember it, but yeah, that's cool. Yeah, do I want to see what created it? Yeah, probably the end. I'll probably go with that. Because then you could probably see some really neat shit down the road. Unless everything ends at 2021. It depends.
Wait, I would like to know too, so I can know when I should pillage and fuck and do all the drugs.
So. How long? So when you know the end date, how long before do you start raping and pillaging? I'm going to rape the horses ride off on the women.
The raping part I'm probably not going to be doing, but
only if it's a horse.
Yeah.
Or a fern.
I'm thinking 6 months to a year is good enough. Okay. It gives me enough time.
Sure. Let's do a little fuck, marry, kill celebrity edition number 108. Mm-hmm. Female wrestlers number 23. So the choices are going to be Bayley, Nikki Bella, and Toni Storm.
I'm out. I'm Bayley. Nope.
Bayley dead. Is so dead.
What's with that face? No good. Good Lord. Goodbye.
And Nikki Bella?
That's a major improvement.
Yep.
I will reserve.
And Toni Storm.
Yeah, we're going to have to marry the last one. That's okay. Pretty much guaranteed.
Fair enough. So then you're fucking this one. So we're kind of, I'm going to strike that and reverse it. I'll kill the first one. I will marry the second one. And I will fuck the third one. Just good for funds.
Lord. Good Lord.
You know, done. Knowledge. What knowledge do you have?
I'm trying to think. Well, I kind of shared it earlier about football, so thank God that's back. But That's about all I got.
Football, video games, movies. The weather's starting to change, finally. We're in our last week of 80 degrees here in the Chicagoland areas.
It's going to get cold.
Of Illinois. And I think I'm ready for fucking winters. Winter is coming, Ingo. And it may come by Halloween again. We had that blizzard.
Too early.
A little bit, because the weather determines how many trick-or-treaters you'll have. Or the CDC will determine how many trick-or-treaters you have this year. I don't even know if they're going to do a trick-or-treating, which would be blasphemy to not do anything.
They're going
to
do it.
Well, I think it's probably going to go to a town-by-town basis, but I mean, I don't even mind fucking putting a table out and sitting in my driveway and putting candy on the table and just supervising. Take this, take that, hand it, don't hand it. I don't care. You got to have fucking trick-or-treating. Because I've read some shit, like they were talking about some reverse trick-or-treating. Like kids would dress up and stand in their lawn or driveway and parents would go around and hand out candies.
Like in a car?
I don't know. But isn't it the same difference? It's just in reverse. Like, you're not saving anybody. Just let the kids trick-or-treat. Everyone wear a mask.
This is the craziest year.
Or I'll go out with a candy gun and just fire it at random houses.
I feel like we need to drive your truck and have the back open and someone's hanging out the back with a bazooka.
Just fucking randomly firing a shit. Like
only
you're
candy corn. That's all we're sending.
And those fucking like peanut old lady candies or those orange ones that are wrapped in like wax paper.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Ew.
Fucking nasty shit.
Yeah.
Like grandma candy.
Yeah. Disgusting.
There was one lady that used to dress up like a wicked witch, and then you had to go into her house and she had a cauldron, big ass cauldron, and she'd pretend like she was stirring it. She had goddamn popcorn balls in there that she made herself. I'm like, you know, my mom was like, yeah, you shouldn't eat that. But I'm like, Mom, my friends are eating the fucking popcorn balls. So I'd fucking eat the popcorn ball before I got home.
Did she take you in the back and talk to you?
No, but that's kind of weird, right? To have a lady dressed super up weird. She was old, though. That's like a grandma. She was in her 80s, pretending she was a witch. She might have
like, come here, you little sonnies. Let me spank you. Yeah. You're bad.
Like, whatever. Why are you trying to put a broomstick up my ass? That ain't right. Now it feels good. Like a bidet. But anyway.
You riding that?
I tried.
Yes.
That's it. Shut down. 15-minute show. I'm sorry. Not feeling quite 100% right now.
I think we're good. We're at like 30 minutes. I think we're all right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.